Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, the only moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The Bird Show.
Tracy's calls are going right to voicemail. So I'll just read her email for
you. Panic.
I recently found out that my husband is having an affair. He's in the military and is across the country for training. I knew something was going on but had no proof until I saw an email on his Facebook from her telling him that she loved him and cannot wait to start their life together. When I spoke to him about it, he said he is just lonely and wants to be with me and our kids. I don't know what to do. I can't afford to see him or have him come to Georgia to see me, so I'm stuck. I love him and willing to look past this and be with him. Help.
Mm.
But I think she was entertaining some thoughts about letting him do what he's doing wherever he is. And then once that's over, come home and be with the family.
Oh, but isn't he the one that should be coming home to be with the family?
What's that? What do
like,
you mean?
Isn't he the one that should be trying to repair it and go home and be with the family?
Well, he's in the military. He's.
He
I think
can't just take off.
Yeah, I think the situation is he's wherever
he's
doing
stuck.
His thing, and he's got to be there for, let's say, 9 months, a year, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she's back here in Atlanta and can't afford to go visit him regularly. Can't leave her family, so she's like, "Well, he's got needs."
This woman is saying, "I love you, and I can't wait for us to start our life together." So, is it just so that he can be satisfied, or is it he really starting a new life with somebody?
See, here's what we just don't know. There are going to be a couple of variables. Is he just telling this woman that? Is he misleading her, not the wife, but the woman out in wherever she is, the mistress, that he's more into her than he really is, so he can continue to have sex? Or are they really in love? Have they really formed something that's intimate? Because, I mean, we've taken plenty of calls from women that have said, I can get over the sex part of it. I can't get over it if he's in love, if it was a real affair. So, and I don't know, maybe things are different in the military. Maybe in some cases you sort of understand each other and you're just sort of, okay, he's not going to be back for a while, so let him do what he's going to do.
I have no idea.
404-741-Q100. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, I am in the military, and I have served overseas, and I don't believe that this condones anyone to cheat on their spouse. He can get kicked out, especially if it's with someone he's cheating with, like if she's in the military. Depending on his rank, he can have his rank yanked, and she won't get in trouble if he's higher ranked than her.
Really?
Well, I think that's the problem. He's having his rank yanked right now by someone other than his wife.
Right, well, I'm saying that this is on the radio, so if someone knows this guy, they can go report it to his NCO, and he could be kicked out. He could be given counseling statement, depending on how long the affair has gone on, or he could have his rank taken, and then he won't be able to provide for his family.
Run that
so he really needs to consider what he's doing, and is it worth a few one-night stands to lose your career over?
Run that rank thing by me again, if she is in the military with him.
If she's in the military, too. And let's say he is an E7 and she's an E4, he will have his rank pulled from him. He can lose all his rank, however much of his rank that his NCO wants to pull from him. She won't have her rank pulled.
We don't know that she's
is considered her superior.
But we don't know that she's in the military, right. the girl that she's in.
So if she is in the military, it's a lot worse.
Yeah, this is something I didn't know about the whole rank thing.
He's running the risk of losing his rank.
Okay.
Being kicked out.
I wanted to ask you about affairs in general in the military. Is it something that's fairly common?
It is. It really is. A lot of people sleep around a lot. Me personally, I could never do that. I have three children. I'm happily married, and I would rather just go buy a dildo and pleasure myself than cheat on my spouse.
Hello.
Okay.
You know, I mean, sorry to be vulgar, but you know, there are other ways to get around.
Camouflage, camo. There you go, army issued. That's right. It's part of my rations. Thank you, military. Thank you, government.
I just wonder, you know, if somebody's going to be gone for a year or 2 years, if each spouse just sort of kind of turns a blind eye to it, or if they talk about, you know, I wonder if they have communication about it. Like, hey, do whatever you want to do, just don't fall in love with somebody, or if they say, You know, honey, let's Skype about it, or you know what I mean? Like,
what was that Jamie Foxx movie that came out? It was about the military a couple of years ago. Jake Gyllenhaal was in it also.
And Jarhead.
One of the storylines was Jake Gyllenhaal just going out of his mind, thinking of all the things his girlfriend might be doing with somebody else back home. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're so far away from each other, and you feel so out of control that your mind can really start to play nutty tricks on you, you know? Mm-hmm. Good morning, Terry. You're on Q100.
Hi. I've been in the military. I'm not anymore. My other half still is, but I want to say that this does happen all the time, and she needs to find out whether or not it is an emotional aspect of the issue, and also turn it off. Sorry, my son's playing with the radio. Sorry.
How dare him?
Just give him an elbow.
And I think the other thing too is I've been on the other side. I've been the other woman, not even knowing that the guy was married, and we were on the same post together, and he actually lived one block away from me with his spouse and his children. So the other woman could very well not even know about it, and just think that he's on a mission right now, and they are going to have a life together. So he could very well not know, or she could very well not even know about it, and he had no intention of ever leaving his wife. But that was the case with me.
Do you think the statistics of infidelity are higher in the military than they would be in other industries?
I absolutely think so.
Really?
Because you're forced away.
It's kind of the nature of the job. You're gone. Your spouse is gone all the time. And one thing I do have to say, it may not be for all women out there that are married to military service members, but a lot of times they seem to lose their identity. Mm. They're so caught up with taking care of their husbands and having to transition from one location to the other, having to make new friends, whereas their spouse that's in the military, they come into an office and they automatically have new coworkers, new friends, and the spouse has to try to readjust and make new people trying to find a new job, trying to find new sitters, and it's very difficult. So a lot of times the spouse may tend to lose themselves. I mean, I'm speaking from being on the other aspect of not being in the military anymore.
There's many different levels to it you don't even think about, you know?
Yeah, totally. And it sounds like from that email that you read, Bert, that this woman might be losing herself a little bit because she seems like she doesn't seem mad about it.
Like she's okay with it now?
Well, I mean, I don't know, but I'm more concerned about the other woman, you know, and on his Facebook page saying how much she loves him and can't wait to see. I mean,
well, that could just be him saying what he has to say to her to get what he needs
to
get.
But she's going to have to deal with that woman.
And would you, if you knew he was married, would you do a public post like that?
Who knows? But I just know that regardless of whether she knows he's married or not, that our listener has to deal with her, you know, and if she's in love with him, then it's going to be a little more complicated than him just cutting it off and him coming home.
And now she should be able to have direct contact with the mistress. If she knows she's a mistress or not.
Yeah.
Hey, Christina, good morning. You're on Q100.
So I'm so glad to be on with you guys.
Thank you for joining us. What's up?
I'm actually just got out of the military as a 42 Alpha. I processed human resource requests and actually things like this. So the lady that called him the first time said he could get his ranking and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't actually happen like that. You have to have proof. Unless the other woman's going to like rat him out on it, or he gets her pregnant, or she can have two or more people say that that he is actually doing this, she can't really do anything about it. So my advice to her would be, if she loves him, to work through it. Get her over there where he's at. Definitely, though, don't condone it, because it happens enough in the military. They just need to work through that. But, yeah, I wouldn't definitely not say it's okay because he's gone.
All right, thank you. And Kim wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Go ahead.
This actually happened to my family, where my dad was having an affair when he was in the military with my... and just from the children's point of view, it can be... It's not a healthy situation from the children's point of view, because to this day, I will not date anybody in the military.
Mm-hmm.
It tore our family apart, and it tore my mother apart. And even when she chose to ignore it, she never was able to really ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurt her, and it destroyed us. And growing up and seeing your mom cry, or growing up and seeing your mom, you know, and your dad playing happy daddy, mm-hmm. when you know... You know, by the time that we kind of figured it out, we were all old enough to realize what was going on. And, I mean, I'm about to cry now, because it hurts. And from the children's point of view, I'm just saying that she may be able to overlook it, but your children are going to remember that, and especially if you have boys, they're going to grow up and think that that's okay
mm-hmm.
to do, and it's not. And, and you know, it is true that the military does look down on infidelity, and if, it can be a really, really, really big mess. And I went through this, and when it all came to head, I was in high school, and it was horrible. It was humiliating, and I still can barely speak to my dad to this day.
Wow. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Here is Sally, who wants to be on The Voice Disguiser also. Hey, Sally.
Hi.
Hi.
I am having an affair with two different military men at the moment.
Whoa.
Neither one of them know about each other.
Neither one of them know about each other, and the wives have no idea.
No clue.
Are you
don't be feeling bad about this whole mistress, because I can verify she knows about the wife.
You think so?
So.
Oh, yeah.
So you are having this relationship with them, knowing that they're married, because it's easy for you? Or
yeah.
Because you're in love with them?
No.
Are
it's
you
easy.
Also married?
No.
Do you target military guys?
No.
It just happened that way.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just easy. The sad part about it is they want more of a commitment than I do.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You don't feel the least bit bad about that?
Well, I mean, you always do in any kind of relationship. I mean, there's always something you're doing.
Is there a kid in the background?
Mm-hmm. They go away, and then they start calling again, and they come back. And
do they know about each other?
No.
And is your child fathered by a military guy?
No.
Okay.
Is it just an easier life? Because now I'm assuming they're not here in Atlanta.
No.
So it's easy for you then. They come home for a couple of weeks or a couple of months. You can have this affair, and then they take off.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What would you give advice to this woman? I mean, what would you tell her to do? The email that Bert read.
She needs to email this mistress and thought about you. Because I can guarantee you that as soon as the mistress finds out that the wife knows, she'll drop him.
That's what would happen to you?
Well, it's the simple fact that if the wife said, I know about you, I don't want to get involved in all that crap.
Is it safe to assume that the posting on the Facebook page, the public Facebook page, might be the mistress's way of letting the wife know?
Oh, yeah. It's either one of two things. She's fallen deeply in love with him, and she now wants to be heard. She wants mm-hmm. everybody to know that she is here, and she wants him, and she wants him to leave his wife and his kids and come be with him. Or she is, you know, done with him, and he keeps calling her. And she's like, you know what, fine. you know, if you're going to keep bothering me, then I'm going to make sure everybody knows that you have been having an affair.
Wow. Okay, and those are the words from a woman that's having affairs with two different military guys.
So, yes, like I said earlier, our listeners are going to have to deal with that woman, you know, and
it's not something that can be avoided. You can't live with that. Mm-mm. You can't live with that. I mean, even when he comes home, like, you're supposed to just pretend you don't have that knowledge of just what happened the last couple of months? Who can live with that?
Well, nobody should.
And who has the time to have such a complex life? Like, seriously. Like, you're juggling two married dudes? Like, how?
But it's easy because they're both out of town.
Yeah, but still, you got to...
It's easy for her. It's complicated for them.
I can't even pay my phone bill on time.
The Burt Show.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I have been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.